Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
And welcome back. We've arrived at Markarth. We're alive. After a little bit of a... Oh, sorry about that. A little bit of a minor issue. Ran into the companions and... I had to head to Whiterun, so I ran into the companions and accidentally set one of them on fire while I was helping out with the giant. So, this is Ja Rule. He is my Argonian. He is in the Dark Brotherhood. He started off shipwrecked off the northern coast of Skyrim. Right now, we are going to Markarth to talk to Muiri about a contract for Astrid. So, we've just arrived in Markarth. Let's head up to the front gate here. Wonder what'll go on in here once we get here. We have our daggers. We have fury and a calm spell. I'm gonna break out the calm spell. Alright, and let us open Markarth. And head inside. I'm sure nothing eventful will happen as we enter into this fine city, this fair town. Of course, Markarth, a very Dwemer town. It's got the Dwemer architecture. Oh, I missed the dude. Oh, he knifed her. Oh, that's not good. Damn, he's going to kill somebody else, too. Oh. Who is this cat? Waylon, let's help out here and get our daggers out. Well, he just died. That seemed interesting. Anyway, we gotta go find our Muiri. She's
Gods, a woman attacked right on the streets.
Yeah.
Are you all right? Did you see what happened?
I did.
I'm so sorry. I hope the aid to give you more peace in the future. Oh, I think you dropped this. Some kind of note. Looks important.
I did not drop it. So, here's your note.
My note? No, that's yours. Must have fallen out of your pocket.
All right, whatever. Do you know anything about this?
No. I was just getting some fresh air. Had one too many pints of mead at the Silver Blood Inn.
Sketchy. Seems sketchy to me, but we don't have time for you right now. We have to, deal with Muiri, so. I'm adjusting some things here. Sorry about that.
All right, then.
All right. I feel like I adjust the audio every episode. Wow, this waterfall is really loud, guys. Woof. I don't know. No, that's definitely not just in my headphones. All right, we're heading up to the apothecary, I believe, is where Muiri hangs out at the Hag's Cure. Poof. It's very loud out there in the industrial areas of Markarth. Hope you can hear me over that. That would be good. Okay, we are in the Hag's Cure. Let's go talk to her. Oh, here she comes. Hello.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm Dark Brotherhood.
The Dark Brotherhood. My goodness, you're really here. The Black Sacrament. It actually worked?
Yeah.
What I need is for Elaine Dufont to die. I want him hunted down and murdered like the dog he is.
And?
I didn't know it when we were with each other, but Elaine is actually the leader of a band of cutthroats. Bandits. They're holed up in some old dwarven ruin. Raldbathar. It's near Windhelm. They use it as their base. It's where they stage their raids. I want you to go to that ruin, find Alain Dufond, and kill him. I don't care about his friends. Do whatever you want with them. But Alain has to die.
Okay, it'll be done.
Excellent. Once Alain is dead, I'll pay you. In gold. I've saved up a bit. I hope that'll do.
It'll do.
But, well, there is one more thing.
Sure, why not?
If you're interested.
I'm up for anything.
If you can, I want you to kill someone else as well. You don't have to, not as part of our deal, but if you do, I'll pay you even more.
And who would that be?
It's Nilsine Shattershield in Windhelm. If Nilsine dies too, I'll make it worth your while.
There's got to be more to this, right?
I went to Windhelm to see the Shattershields. They were old and dear friends, and in mourning. Frigga was killed recently. Murdered. I met Alain in the tavern while I was drinking my sadness away. He was handsome and charming. He said I was the beautiful lily of his dreams.
Well, that's quite the lie.
Alain made all the pain just go away. But it was all lies. Alain used me. He ruined my name, destroyed my friendship with the Shattershields. Do you know why Alain was in Windhelm? He heard about Frigga's murder. He wanted to befriend the family in their grief and rob them blind. Alain used me to get close to my friends. And now they all think I'm some kind of monster. Alain Dufond took my life, and now I'm taking his.
Seems fair. He seems like kind of a jerk. And this Shattershield, why must she die?
Don't you see? I was like a daughter to Tova, a sister to Nilsine and Frigga. But the family refuses to believe my innocence, no matter what I say. Couldn't they understand that I was used? That I was grieving for Frigga too? No, they treated me like garbage, threw me away. With Nilsine dead, maybe then Tova will realize what she's lost, huh? Maybe then she'll see that I was just as much a daughter as the others. And if not, may she drown in her own tears.
Well, is there anything else?
I planned to kill Alain myself, you know. Nilsine too, but lost my nerve. I even brewed a special poison, lotus extract. Maybe you could use it?
Okay.
Just coat your weapon with it. Then you get the idea.
All right, I shall do that. All right, I'm off.
Make them all pay for what they've done to me.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll do that. I'll be back for my money. Oh, boy. Heading out into Markarth. It's going to be very loud. We should put our earplugs in. Woof. These waterfalls, I tell you, they are something. All right. So I believe we can fast travel to Windhelm area. Yes, we can. Okay. We're going to fast travel to Uttering Hills Cave, which is right up the road from where Alain is our first target. We're going to take care of him first. Alrighty, we have to head, let's see, which direction? I have to go off to the left here. Alright. Ah, oh, there we go. Let me get my muffle going. Focusing on, Ja Rule is focusing on illusion and one-handed and sneak. He's going to, obviously be a sneaky, murderous assassin. Two wolves battling each other. I'm going to run away while they do that. Okay. Illusion's really, really fun, actually. Because you can... Oh, that's a nice... This ice wolf is tearing me up. I got a bunch of good hits on him. However, my health is knocked down some. I'm going to take a couple minor healing potions. Oh, there we go. Okay. Ice Wolf passed. All right, let's head on up to Robdathar. Ah, there's the stairs leading up the mountainside. It's a very snowy area west of Windhelm, up in the mountains, overlooking the river. So we're going to try and sneak our way in as best we can. Not alert too many people. Nobody as of yet. We're still good. Very windy out here, as you can hear. Alright. I believe I see someone. Let me sneak up this mountainside here. I see someone. Okay. Need that person to turn around. That would be good. I'm going to try and sneak up the steps.
Now ain't this a surprise?
Well, that didn't go right. All right, let's see if we can calm him.
Ask you to magic me. Somebody help! I'm gonna go! Help!
Someone do something.
Oh boy. Alright, so I've calmed two of the bandits. Three of the bandits are now calmed. Okay. We'll let them go back to their posts. I will hide. What I think what I'll do is I'll get up here, going to hit some fury. Let them battle each other a little bit. Okay, so there's three bandits. Now they're kind of attacking each other. Oh, now attacking me. Let's calm him again. There we go.
I didn't ask you to magic me.
Sorry about that. All right, there's two bandits left. One killed the other. Are they going to battle now? What's going on? Okay, now both bandits are calm again. Gonna,
Need something?
That didn't go as well as I had planned. Alright, so I double dagger attack on that bandit after I calmed her. Kind of, you know, it's one of the good parts of illusion. You can just calm your enemy and, you know.
No more. Don't hurt me again.
Okay, I won't. I promise.
Once was a woman as fair as an evening of springtime in old Strauss Mackay.
Alrighty, so I took out him. So basically, I calmed him, snuck behind him on the stairs, and double daggered him in the back of the head. So that worked out well. Alright, let's head into Robdathar. Healing up. So we're entering the Dwemer Ruin of Robdathar. See what lies ahead. We have to take out Elaine Dufont. There's a bandit over here sleeping. Let's put some muffle on. Get our daggers out. Almost tripped over a Dwemer strut. Alright, there we go. Sneak attack, 18 times damage. Nothing really of consequence I'm going to loot there. Alright. sneaking to the left here. There's a... I can go straight ahead, but there seems to be some flames. So that's a problem. There we go. I went through the flames. Let's see. There's some gates ahead. Let's take a look. Oh, I see my target. I don't know if I'm going to be able to unlock this or not. I'll try and pick the lock, not pickpocket the lock, because that would be ridiculous. Lock does not have pockets. Let's pick the lock. Let's see if we get this gate open. Oh, nice, nice, nice. Okay. And what we're going to do is we're going to maybe use our... I got to get rid of these two guys here, right? How am I going to get rid of them? Going to have to use a bow here. I've been trying to avoid that. So I'm going to take out this one guy on the chair to the right. I'm going to sneak up and hide. I did not do much damage with that. Oh, I got that bandit outlaw pretty good. Again, not any great damage.
You think you can take me?
Tell you what, you start that so I can stab you in the back.
Pay for that?
Let's see if I can calm these guys. Let's hope. Ah, good, good. Calm, calm. Okay, we calmed the one. I furied the other, so hopefully he takes out. They're going to take out each other, hopefully.
You'll be so much easier to rob.
Oh, silent.
Again, he's calm. All right, I got him calm. All right, he took out the first bandit, took out the second. Jump through the fire. I am going to sneak up on him with double daggers. Got him. So, our man should be... I got the key now to Raldbathar. Of course, Raldbathar is an extensive ruin. You can go much further. But we're just here to take care of Mr. Alain Dufan. Is it Alain Dufan, or am I mixing that up with, like, the Three Musketeers or something? It is Alain Dufan. All right, so we got rid of those two. We're now going to go back through the other way. We're going to go back around here through the flames again. I'm on fire. Get my muffle on. See what's going on in this other room here. Maybe we'll use our fury once again. So right now we're gonna sneak. Did a little sneak, did a little fury. And we're gonna hide out and hope we get a little battle started in there. There's a few bandits in that area. I think we're good. Okay. We seem to be good. We are hidden. Sneaking in and out of fire. Let me heal myself here. That guy's too powerful for fury. That guy also too powerful for fury. Oh boy. Hope they do not find me.
I know I heard something.
No, you didn't. So there are consequences to illusion if it doesn't work. People kind of know where you are. Alrighty. Oh, I see. Alright, so we got a dead bandit there. I see the other bandits. Let's see if we can work our way down towards them. Alright, he's gonna sleep. He's at... Alright, we got a guy at the workbench. Got a couple dead bandits, a sleeping bandit, and a bandit at the workbench. So we're gonna try and come up behind the guy at the workbench and slit his throat. That's a win right there. Yes. Silent kill. Search that bandit thug. He's got a lot of stuff, but it's too heavy. I don't feel like carrying it. No reason to. And then we'll take care of this guy in the bed.
Picked a bad time to get lost.
No more. We didn't do enough damage to him, but that's okay. We got him afterwards. That was a little noisier than I wanted it to be, but that's all right. All right, now we're going to continue. Where am I at? Okay, we got to continue down the path here. There's another gate there. It heads uphill. We're going to head down to Mr. DuPont. And we're going to take care of him. All right. Let's see if I can sneak behind him. Let's do a quick save here. I'm try and sneak behind Mr. DuPont. My sneak's leveling up a bit, so I may be able to get behind him. And also, we're going to poison our blade with lotus extract. So let's do that while we're at it. And also recharge it. Poison. Where's the lotus? Potion of... Ah, there we go. Lotus extract. Okay. Alright, our dagger is poisoned. And we snuck up. Bam. Throat slit. Sparks. Yada yada. He's done. Alright. Let's search him. See what he has. He has Aegis Bane, which does frost damage, health and stamina. We'll take that. We'll sell it. All right. All right, let's head back to Windhelm. There's a Dwemer Sphere Guardian here. Take that. Let's get out of dodge while we can. Nice, quiet kill. Now, of course, there is more to this ruin. If you want to continue to explore Raldbathar, I would recommend it. You continue on through the next area, but we're going to just continue with the Dark Brotherhood part of this quest line. Okay, so let's do some fast travel. Let's get to Windhelm. I'm gonna head there and take care of our friend Shattershield. And finish the other, but we'll also use the lotus extract on her as well. Alrighty, a little bit of a load screen here. Here we go. Alright, we are in Windhelm. Should get my muffle going here. I'm gonna find Miss Shattershield. She is... Alright. We're heading in. We're heading past... In a moment. We're heading past Candlehearth Hall to the left. Why is everybody running? I don't know. We're going to head through the cemetery.
A few septims for my supper is all I ask.
Seems to be some kind of murder here. I probably don't want to get involved in that. Alright, let's... Oh.
I try to keep Grimvar safe.
I see her. Walked right past her. So she is wandering about town right now. There's too many people around. So I'm going to have to wait here a moment and see where she goes. Ah, she's heading into hull of the...
I've been a bit out of sorts since...
Hull of the
since
dead?
Our daughter was taken from us.
I'm sorry about that. I'm about to take another one. That was Tava. Let's get this... let's get that dagger going. Let's... Potion-wise, let's get that lotus extract. Alrighty, here we go. She is sneaking around. I'm going to sneak around the corner. Oh, and I got her. Nice first-person throat slit. I got the key to her house now. Gold. There we go. Silver ring. Nice. Let's get out of here before anybody notices. Alrighty. Then we'll go back and talk to Mu'iri. And we'll end our episode there. So, all right. We've completed our mission. Let's head back west. Back to the very, very loud city of Markarth. I'll be interested to hear how this sounds. Boy. I feel like I'm always playing with the audio on these. It's tough to balance it just right, where their voices are equal to mine, and it balances out well. So, while we have a little load screen... Oh, here we go. We're there. Ah, she's right here. Good. We don't even have to go to her store.
Reforming the well, Dawn Guard. What news? Vampire hunter is Elaine?
In the old fort near Riften.
Elaine is dead.
Thank you. That bastard got exactly what he deserved. And I heard about Nilsine. You have more than fulfilled your part of the bargain. Please, take this. As payment and a symbol of my affection. I'll never forget you.
Affection. That's kind of odd.
Exotic? Something no other woman in Markarth.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to save right here. That is the end of our episode. Next, we'll be heading back to talk to Astrid at the Dark Brotherhood. This was for episode 6. So, that has been Let's Play Skyrim, Dark Brotherhood, Questline. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, of course, leave a review on iTunes. That would be fantastic. And check out all of our other podcasts over at sapodcasting.com. Take care, everyone. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com. Including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, The Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox.